Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the Cubs are down to their last chance, trailing 3-1 here in the ninth inning. Carson Kelly must reach. Pete Crow Armstrong is on deck. He hits a bouncer to short, fielded by Ortiz over the first. It's all over. The National League Division Series, 3-2.
Man, this song. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. That was Pat and Ron on the Cubs Radio Network for the final time this season. They forced an all-important Game 5, the deciding and final game of the NLDS, but the Cubs go to Milwaukee, and they lose by a final of 3-1. And while I can't say I'm surprised, if you just told me, oh, the Cubs lost by a final 3-1 to Milwaukee, and they only managed 4 hits in the game, I'd be like, cool. That's a statement that unfortunately could apply during many points of the season. But they did all the things. They won the 2 games at home. They set it up. Do or die game 5. And unfortunately, the Cubs season comes to an end with a thud. And I feel like we all kind of have the same opinion. The 6th inning was a bit of a microcosm of the season. When you consider Aaron Ashby comes in, who the Cubs had had success against, replacing the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski. Michael Busch starts it with a hit. He gets a single, one of the 4 they had in the game, 4 hits total. Nico Hoerner gets hit by a pitch. And then Kyle Tucker's up, and he strikes out swinging. It was a 6-pitch at bat, and he strikes out on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Then Seiya Suzuki, your other hope for run production, lines out to Jackson Chourio. And then, unfortunately, Ian Happ called out on strikes. That was a 6-pitch at bat as well. He gets a called strike on the cutter. And that's where I felt they weren't coming back.
And then it hurt even more in the 7th when, pain in the ass, Terang hits a home run to make it 3-1 Milwaukee.
Wasn't just a home run, though. It was a bomb.
It was
straight away center fielder.
For the good lane. And not just that, but it echoed a theme that had happened during this playoff series. It was a 2-out home run. They had no problem scoring with 2 outs, did they? The entire series.
No, that was kind of their thing. The Brewers beat the Cubs in the clutch. I want to go back to that Kyle Tucker bat. I want to go back to the fact that, it was a 6-pitch at bat, but that 5th pitch where you work the count, it's 3-1. Here comes the heat. You know the heat is coming, and he couldn't hit the heat.
Give him the heater.
He couldn't hit it. That was the pitch. You work your way all the way to a 3-1 count. You know you're going to get a pitch to hit, a strike that's going to be called, whether you swing at it or not, and you swing at it, and you can't get it. And that was the at-bat right there. And too often, it has come down to just the one pitch for the Cubs. Their margin of error has been so tight, not just in the back half of the season, which, they played just above 500 baseball, but also in these playoffs, it's been that slim margin of error. And I was thinking, what could have gone differently for this team? But unless you're replacing one of these hitters, the result was going to be the same any way you look at it.
It's also a really, even when you look at the at-bat itself, it's a really confident plan. like the Brewers are kind of telling you how they feel about their pitchers versus Cubs hitters in the way that hole at bat was called, because they work backwards. It was sinker, sinker, then the slider. Then they go to the fastball. So that kind of lets you know they're willing to open up with usually you try to fastball somebody in your first pitch unless they're absolutely hunting for it. But you're so confident in your pitcher's stuff in those moments that you have no issue going backwards like that to then finish him with a basic fastball. There wasn't anything basic about it at 98.6, so that was a good pitch. But he's challenging you in that moment. And the advantage went to Ashby and ultimately the Brewers.
Yeah, but Chad Patrick actually comes into the game. He faces Saya. Let us not forget, Saya throttled that baseball. Like, did anybody in this room not think that that ball was going to get down or land in the gap? I mean, it was just a little bit off. So while it was an epic fail and it sucked, I mean, he did crush that baseball. What made me even more angry, maybe, in this game, though, or the really harsh part, was in the fourth inning, 3-2 count on Mr. Andrew Vaughn. 3-2, two outs, and he hit it over the wall, and then made it 2-1 to Milwaukee. So I'll add that to rival the anger that I think everybody was probably feeling in that 60, because you had it. You had a real chance to get back in the boat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It was the ball he fouled off before that. You know, he's a mistake hitter. He likes to hit mistakes. He searches for them, and he does a good job with it. You know, the foul in that pitch right before the one that he hit that we thought was a laser, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, he, like, that was the one, you know, and he made something out of nothing when he did what he could. Shows you what kind of hitter he's maturing into, too, because he had a really good past couple of months.
How about Jacob?
Really past month. I'm good with a month.
How about the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, changing it up a little bit and not throwing more off-speed stuff, or throwing more curves and sliders than he was fastballs? Because remember, he was
sick.
Just throwing heat the first time around. Now, obviously, it was pretty sick when Saya got him for that homer, when they were exchanging home runs in that game. I give them credit, the game plan that they had, because the Cubs probably would have squared up the 102, 103 this time, because eventually you do when you see it that quickly again, and they changed the game plan for him, and that was some smart managing on whomever's idea that was.
I think this game comes down to what you just talked about, which is the two-strike approach of the Brewers in their clutch situations versus the two-strike approach of the Cubs and what they were not able to do with two strikes. If you just look at runners in scoring position with two out, over the course of two series, the Cubs had 20 at-bats. They got just two hits. One of them was the home run we all know about. But the Brewers, remember, they only played in one series so far, but they were 5 of 18. They OPS'd over 1,000 when it was two outs, runners in scoring position. The only team that looked better than them in those situations, driving in more runs, was the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they're the Dodgers, mm-hmm. getting six hits with 20 and 28 at-bats.
You know, I'm obsessed with two-strike approach. I'm obsessed with two-out approach. But really, it also just means you have good hitters.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. When you can hit with two outs, it means your lineup's deep. It means you're not concerned. Now, Bryce Terang, that means that you turned over your lineup enough to dial up your number three batter. You know, that's part of it is a function of other good things taking place.
I, I just, as I said, I keep replaying what happened, and I just wonder what the Cubs could have done differently. Mizorowski, obviously the difference in the series, if you want to go big picture with two wins in the series, in a five-game series. But from a hitting standpoint, what did you want the Cubs to do differently in terms of, hey, replace this guy with that guy? It just, those options weren't there.
You had your best hitters in the lineup, period. For your team specifically, you had your most consistent hitters. Now, you could argue like Moises Ballesteros' bat may be more effective at certain times. That's why he was pinch hit for. I didn't have a problem with the lineup. We got a lot of calls, guys. We got a lot of people wanting to call us.
Whoa. Oh,
yeah, okay. Look at those phone lines lit up.
Are we doing calls at 11?
Should we talk that talk?
I think we should.
Let's do you calls at 11.
We've had a bunch of good Cubs calls this playoff series. I don't want to shortchange our listeners. So we will get our more Cubs thoughts in. I think we can extend this another day. I know we got a lot of thoughts, and there's Bears too. So we will, we got to give it to the people, man. So let's do that next. 312-644-6767. Your Cubs reaction to this playoff run being over next on Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.